going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Pajemski back on the floor. Let's keep an eye on him. That one. Oh, look out. Wow, Butler goes down hard. Thompson comes underneath Butler. He was bumped as well. And Jimmy Butler's legs went right out from under him. Straight contact on the floor.
Listen, this series is incredible as far as the physicality. Every rebound is contested. Every pass is contested. Unbelievable.
Thompson is up. Jimmy Butler is not. I mean, he was up there high, and that tailbone took the brunt of that fall.
No! Brian Anderson, Stan Van de Gundy on the call last night for TNT. Rockets 109, Warriors 94, and we officially have ourselves a series, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning to all of you just waking up. Getting off work and ready for work and ready for maybe a long weekend. It's Joe Spadoni. It's Joe Shasky. Good morning to Carter. Good morning to Sam. Yeah, that sucked yesterday. Jimmy Butler, his status going forward. It's all going to come down to that MRI today as they will be looking at that pelvic contusion. He leaves in the first quarter, does not return. Brandon Pajemski dealing with food poisoning in and out of that game. And ultimately, the Houston Rockets, who were abysmal in game one, shooting the ball, Joe Shasky, they came out firing. Jalen Green was insane. 38 points, 8 of 18 from beyond the arc, but 13 of 25 overall. And this series is now tied, and maybe, just maybe, it hinges on Jimmy Butler's lower back. Wow. Wow. That's all I got to say.
Well, there's so many things that happened in this game.
So many.
I thought this was such a great throwback game. And what I mean by that is that I actually really appreciated the animosity and the physicality of the way that these teams play, because it matters a lot. I mean, we've been complaining and whining about the NBA, and these guys are all too friendly, and it's soft. And that game had like 18 car crashes in the first quarter alone. Amen Thompson and Draymond collided early on. Jalen Green diving on the floor. He was outstanding. He reminded me of Ja Morant, honestly. Mm. And we'll get into him at some point. I thought Dylan Brooks was really good in this game. Tari Eason was bringing it. I mean, bringing it. Intensity level, clapping like crazy. Şengün was obviously very, very good. Ime Udoka, you know, walking onto that floor, looking for smoke time and time again. And I just thought that the Warriors were a tick behind them in terms of intensity. First step, couldn't hit shots, and obviously the Jimmy, you know, injury is going to loom large here. But that doesn't take away from the fact that I thought the Rockets were bringing it to the Warriors. And there's no guarantee that if Jimmy plays, the Warriors come back or whatever. I'm just going off what I saw. And I saw a team in the Rockets that was hungry, that wanted it, that made subtle adjustments early on to get a 8-point lead by the time Jimmy ended up falling. I mean, Jalen Green, high pick and roll over and over and over again, bringing Şengün up, bringing the guy who's defending Şengün up, whether it's Quentin Post, whether it's Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Kevon Looney, all of them coming out a little too far beyond the three-point line, and he just blew by them, made a really nice pass, or finished in the lane, or he got the ISO that he wanted at the top of the key and was hitting. I mean, what, he had 8 of 18 yesterday from three?
Yeah.
He was outstanding. Yeah. It reminded me of John Morant in terms of, we are way quicker than you. I can get to my spot, and when I'm hitting my outside shot, it's really difficult to defend me. And I thought Amen Thompson early on in this game did a great job cutting from the short corner into the lane as Jalen Green was driving. And you saw it gave the Warriors some confusion. So I look, as much as this is about the Jimmy injury, and I believe me, I acknowledge it, no doubt about it. Best believe the Rockets came to play, and good for them. They played outstanding basketball yesterday.
It's the fourth straight game against the Houston Rockets in which the Warriors have failed to reach 100 points. That is something to monitor here going forward, especially if you might be without one Jimmy Butler III. We can get into that play as the show goes on, and you know the number. We want to hear from the people today. This series is tied. So for all of us that thought it was going to be a sweep, myself included, we got to back up a little bit, and we might have a real dogfight on our hands. And you know the number. It's 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And you can also hit us up on YouTube, where we are streaming all day long, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
You know, Joe, there's so many things in this game. Like, you find out, oh, Pods is sick. He's not feeling good. He's going to play.
Food poisoning, they called it.
Look,
yeah.
Look, I'm glad the young man has the gumption to want to play, obviously. But as a coach, you also have to recognize, like, it ain't his night. And given that he's not feeling good, maybe I don't go back to him. Considering that Pat Spencer looked good. Now, I've been beating the drum on Pat Spencer, and people have been kind of like laughing at me. I'm not here to say that he's anything special. I'm not saying he should take Pods' job. None of those things. But like, as a third point guard, I think he's fine.
Well, I'm not scoffing at the notion that he might have been your second best scorer
yesterday.
That's
my point. And I think that there's too many times, and I love Steve Kerr, and he's a champion four times over. But he went away from a guy who was playing well within the game. And that's where it's like, hey, man, the matchups. And that's not why they lost. But early on, you could see Draymond Green. What are these careless passes? Draymond, are you going to square up to the hoop? Steph Curry, what are these careless passes? You traveled bringing the ball up the floor? Like, that has nothing to do with the Jimmy injury.
11 combined turnovers from the two guys you needed to show out and take care of the ball yesterday. I expect turnovers from the young guys to make some mistakes. I expect it maybe from Guy Santos, who did have two turnovers himself. Maybe a Quentin Post here, who I thought Quentin Post actually, in a loss, showed why he could be so damn important in this series. He finally found his three-point shot. Maybe that's a positive going forward here. But 888-957-9570, we'll get into the play, because I think that's where a lot of people want to get into when it comes to Amen Thompson. Was it a dirty play? Was it not a dirty play? The physicality, I kept seeing mixed reviews from a lot of Warriors fans yesterday in regards to that game. I saw some people, some hosts here at the station saying, this isn't basketball. This is a football game we're watching. Well, like, prior to the last decade, that was NBA basketball for the most part. The 90s, that's what it looked like. I mean, I think it was Steve Kerr who alluded to it in game one. He's like, that was a throwback like game from 1997. Stan Van Gundy was talking about it on the broadcast. Yeah. He's like, this is a throwback kind of a game.
I actually appreciated it. I'm not saying that, like, nobody wants anyone hurt. Like, nobody does. Like, but come on, man. We've been railing on the NBA for how long, Joe? They're soft. Nobody wants to play hard against each other. Isn't this a unique, fun situation here? Like, as a Warrior fan, come on. Of all the fan bases, who has been supporting a player who's been kind of borderline for a decade. Like, we're going to be the ones to stick our chest out and call someone else dirty.
Listen,
I find that to be a little hypocritical.
I didn't think any of the plays yesterday were really dirty. I know Jalen Green kind of shoved Draymond in the face. Jalen Green was a little frustrated, shoved Draymond in the face. It warranted a flagrant because it was unnecessary, and he did that.
Jalen Green elbowed Draymond in the face.
He shoved his face, and then Draymond flopped a little bit onto it. Both things can be true.
No, he deserved a flagrant
one.
He
did. No,
that's fine.
By the letter of the law.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's fine.
Both things can be true. That Draymond afterwards flopped and bounced a little bit.
I don't think he should be kicked out of the game. I don't think he's a villain.
Tyree Eason throwing the towel when the bench is clear during the timeout and it hit Pat Spencer, of all people, in the face. He got a technical foul from it. I didn't think anything was specifically dirty. Now, was it highly physical and contentious? Absolutely. Amen Thompson, was it a quote-unquote reckless play? Maybe borderline. He was playing very hard, very fast. He's a rookie.
He had two fouls at that point.
He had two fouls.
Okay, he took like a push, like midi, if you will, in the lane. He took a push, and this is just my assessment. You can tell me what you think, Joe. And I'm watching it through a Warrior lens. I admit it. Okay, so maybe I'm biased, but just hear me out. He pushes the shot, misses it. I thought it was like, bro, you're flying through two guys. It was careless, reckless, however you want to say it. I didn't think it was malicious and dirty. That's personally me. Now, could it have still been a flagrant one or two? Sure. Like, I'm here for that. That's fine. You want to adjudicate it. But I didn't think he was going out of his way to hurt Jimmy Butler.
No.
I thought it was a young player playing super hard, maybe over the top, getting Jimmy, who's in a vulnerable state, up in the air. And you know when any player's up in the air. But I didn't think he was trying to hurt him. That's just me. And I'm not trying to. And again, like, come on. How many of us have defended some kind of borderline gray area Draymond stuff, and we're going to sit here and point the finger at somebody else who's a young guy,
a rookie,
who at this point, I don't think he has a track record of being a dirty player.
No.
All right? And I didn't think it was a quote-unquote dirty play. I thought it was more reckless, but I didn't think it was a dirty play. I didn't think he was trying to hurt Jimmy. I think he's kind of like, he missed a shot. He's trying to fly through. Draymond's boxing him out. They're jostling. He kind of fell on Steven Adams' foot and slipped or whatever, and he like came forward, and it doesn't look good when you watch it in slow motion, but I didn't think it was malicious. It's a young guy trying to make a play, and you want to call it a flagrant, I'm here for it. Like, but if we're going to slow everything down and we're going to like look at it from 50 different angles, everything looks borderline.
888-957-9570, was that a dirty play by Amen Thompson? And the status of Jimmy Butler going forward is going to be very fascinating here. Game 3, Saturday, back at Chase Center. We will give you any info that is released in regards to the MRI, the results, all of it. Whenever that news comes out, when it comes to Jimmy Butler and his status going forward, his health, we will relay that information to you. We're going to be breaking it down all day long. We want your participation. Schleprock and Gilroy, I see you.
Joe,
all the people, start lining them up right now. 888-957-9570. The series is tied, Joe.
Oh, we know. We got a great series here. And this is a lot of fun. Like, this is what we want. This is the real playoffs. I have a saying that I say to the kids. You're doing too much. Right? That's what I'll say to a guy. I'll sit down. You're doing too much. You just relax. Time out. Like, you need to sit down next to me. Come sit. This is when I'm coaching. That's the way I would describe that Amen Thompson play. You're doing too much. You're doing too much. Now,
he played well yesterday, too, overall. He had 11 points. He had 4-7 from shooting the ball. He got the free throw line. I thought Amen Thompson played well,
Joe,
coming off that first
game. You know
game.
What he did really well before that whole play and that sequence? He was moving without the ball to the rim as Jalen Green was coming into the lane.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and look, this is a big play because everyone's going to bring it up. It's Jimmy. And they were up 8 already. I thought they were bringing it. I thought they made subtle adjustments. I thought defensively, Şengün at the top of the key doubled Steph over and over and over really well. His hands are really good.
And Jalen Green on top of that
was great.
There's two plays that were basically the same plays throughout where Steph just didn't see Jalen or he wasn't noticing him. And Jalen just, hey, I'm going to take that ball. And he forced jump balls twice on that. And it was a nice little friendly, like, you know, Steph and Jalen, they were kind of like going back and forth. There was some friendly animosity there, if that even makes sense, if that's an oxymoron. But again, you go back to that Amen Thompson play. I do think the word, when you talk about dirty, because let's be honest.
That's I don't throw that around flippantly.
No, because the Warriors have been involved in dirty plays, both for them and against them. But go back to Dylan Brooks, the guy that's playing for the Rockets right now. A couple years ago for the Memphis Grizzlies, when he, quote-unquote, broke the code, that's what Steve Kerr said, when he broke Gary Payton's forearm.
Yeah.
That was a dirty play.
Yes.
Dirty play.
Yes.
And there was intent there, and that's what you can see. That's what the word I go to. Like, you know, law and order, criminal intent. Intent has to be made for me to garner a dirty play. I don't think there was any intent from Amen Thompson. I thought the guy, he's lucky he didn't get, like, a concussed or get kneed in the head when he went flying forward.
Well, and
there.
Jimmy's lucky that he didn't land on his head.
Correct. It was dangerous. But
I think it was an unfortunate consequence of a reckless play, right? Like, that. The only other way I can describe it. I didn't think it was malicious. Now, that being said, like, again, because he's a young player who I like, who is local, I'm giving him more of the benefit of the doubt. And if you don't agree with that, I would love to hear from you.
Well, and I'll say this in regards to the Houston Rockets. That was the probably number one concern heading into this series, if you were a Warriors fan, is the grit and the grind and the physical nature of it and the pound of flesh that the Rockets might take from you in this series. Well, they've taken a pound of flesh right now, and hopefully it's not for weeks or months to come when it comes to Jimmy Butler, but that is why you were concerned with this matchup. It wasn't that you couldn't beat them, because I think most people, and I still do, and we'll wait for Jimmy Butler. I know a lot of people might think, hey, if you're missing Jimmy Butler this series, you might not win it. I still think the Warriors have enough to win this series if they are without Jimmy Butler for the next few games. Will it be hard? Sure. But this is why playing the Rockets in the first round was going to be tricky. You just wanted to walk away from this unscathed when it came to your big three, at the very least, Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy. And now Jimmy has a pelvic contusion. And hopefully, it's like what Steph had earlier in the season, like JK had, when it wasn't weeks or months at a time to recover.
So look, the Rockets are the team that was yesterday the aggressor in many senses.
They set the
offensively,
tone. Yeah.
Defensively, physically. They did a great job yesterday. And the Jimmy play is going to be the headliner. But don't let it be lost on people. They outplayed the Warriors the whole game. The entire game. And every time the Warriors made a run, they did a great job stabilizing. I thought Tari Eason was really good in this game. Steven Adams was clearly banging. I mean, him and Quinn Post getting the double flag. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
I thought that was weak. But there is, and I'm not trying to be some homer. I'm just saying.
Spencer got attacked, by the way. It tells you all you need to know about it. Spencer got attacked.
There is a couple silver linings. I thought they actually found a couple of things. Hey, Moses Moody, stay aggressive.
Yeah.
Stay aggressive. Yeah. I love that from you. Draymond, in the second half, found his shooting shot. Like, you have to be aggressive, Draymond. You do. You just have to be. Moody, I personally believe this is not a great matchup for Draymond. The other guy, it's not a great matchup for Pods. And I would consider starting Quinton Post after seeing him hit a couple of shots. I would consider it. I would, hey, Pods, you set up my second team offense. And the other thing is, I know people are going to sit here and they're going to try to criticize JK. Yeah, look, he wasn't quote-unquote ready to play. He looked like a guy who hadn't played in 2 weeks. Also, he was afraid to make a mistake. But as the game went on, his athleticism translated. He got to the rim. He finished around. He hit a three. I thought the three-ball shot looked good. I think there's something there with Kuminga.
The best play he had was saving a ball that was going out of bounds. And I don't know what Gui Santos was doing. Like, he was trying to do like a touch pass to Steph Curry. So he was saving a play that while they were trying to make a run late in the fourth quarter, and then all of a sudden Gui just has butterfingers. I don't know what happened, and it goes for a turnover and then a foul shot. Gui fouls him right there. It was just a very unfortunate set of circumstances. JK did not shoot the ball well, but I'm not going to sit here and say he was the reason. Like, oh, JK, that was your moment to shine.
I thought he could do it.
Like, come on, man.
He hasn't played in 2 weeks, and he's you could feel it as he's passing the ball. I better not make a mistake, because I might not see the light of day after this. Like, come on, everybody. Pump the brakes a little.
Now, did he play well? I didn't think he played well. But he wasn't the reason they lost this game. If your game was coming down to Jonathan Kuminga save us, well, then
Pat
Spencer. That tells you all you need to know about the game. Steph and Draymond, how about not combining for 11 turnovers?
That being said, part of the I think my frustration at times with Steve Kerr, I'm talking about in-game lineups and combinations. Pat Spencer has it going. Pods is in the locker room. He clearly didn't have it going in the first half. And he didn't go back to Pat Spencer. He went back to Pods, and Pods was bricking left and right. And look, I'm glad that Pods suited up. It showed tremendous toughness. He doesn't have it. We all could see it. I mean, Ray Charles could see he didn't have
Stevie
it yesterday.
Wonder. Okay. Helen Keller, all of them. What was my key to the game yesterday? It was, hey, Steve Kerr, ride the hot hand, whoever
it is.
And
I didn't think he did that.
Pat Spencer had the hot hand.
But he did start Quentin Post, I believe, to start the second half, which was the move to make. I would have gone Pat Spencer before I go back to Potts. Potts didn't have it. It's okay.
He was sick. Even Stan Van Gundy.
I applaud him for playing, but he didn't have it.
Yeah, Stan Van Gundy on the broadcast even was kind of curious as to why they brought Brandon Pajemski back. He's like, he didn't start the game. He was in the locker room for damn near a whole quarter. I just would rest this guy and bring him back at home on Saturday. You know, and Pat Spencer was playing well.
And the other guy who's not playing well right now, and I just, look, I don't think GP2 is playing well against this team. It's not
a great matchup. Yeah, it's not a great
matchup. It's not a great matchup. But what I saw late in the game, even though he had a great game, JK guarding Jalen Green, there's something there. His length, his ability, lateral quickness, I think there's something there. And what I would tell Steve and the coaching staff, and I know they've forgotten more about basketball than I know, stop bringing your big to the top of the key and having him switch on Jalen Green. Just stay on the big. You got to fight through it. If we switch, if I watch Quentin or even Draymond or Kevon Looney switch onto Jalen, stop it. Stop switching. Just throw JK out there if you're going to go with it. Stop going to GP2. He doesn't have it. Go to JK, put him on Jalen Green, and be done with it. And I would start Moses Moody at the two and have Pods come off the bench.
888-957-9570. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Jimmy Butler leaves with a pelvic contusion. Did not return. Expected to have an MRI today, and we will give you all those results. Was that play from Amen Thompson dirty? It's quite a simple question. 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. It's Spadoni. It's Shasky. We're rolling. And this series is now rolling because it is tied one game apiece heading back to Chase Center on Saturday. More on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Safeway. In the meantime, we're talking about it. 888-957-9570. There's so many different places you could go to. Jonathan Kuminga was called upon. He had 11 points off the bench, 26 minutes. I thought we saw some nice things from Moses Moody, Quentin Post. I thought Gary Payton was played off the floor. Didn't see a whole hell of a lot from Buddy Hield when they could have used him. But again, 11 turnovers combined from Stephen Curry and Draymond Green made sure you weren't getting back to that game at all. Because I felt like the Rockets, you know, they let you hang around for the most part, Joe. Still, within that game, we were watching in the fourth quarter when they cut it to what? 11 points, 10 points, whatever it was. And then they had Ime Udoka had a great quick timeout. I think it was actually a minute left in the third. He had a quick timeout. He's like, no. We're not ending the game like
this.
They
did a great job stabilizing all the runs that the Warriors
went
on.
And then I will give credit to the coaching staff there, Ime Udoka, a.k.a. Suge Knight. Warriors postseason coverage is brought to you by the Agape Golf Tournament on Monday, April 28th at Stone Tree Golf Club, presented by ATCO Pest Control. Steiny and Guru will be broadcasting live from 10 to 2. And if you want to play, go to 957thegame.com and click on the events tab to sign up. All proceeds will benefit the North Bay and Golden Gate Regional Centers, as well as the San Francisco Autism Society of the Bay Area. Shasky and I are going to be playing in that. Will and Dibs are going to be playing in that. Cannot wait for Monday.
John, right. There were some lineups. Wow. I'm just going to say, there were some lineups. At one point, they went, this is after Jimmy went out, okay, with 151 in the first. Looney, Gee, Buddy, Pods, Moody. Okay.
You can't even do that in 2K. They won't even allow you to do that lineup.
Looney, Gee, Buddy, Pods, Moody. Okay. All right. And then the second quarter, they went Kuminga, by the way. As Kuminga steps up and goes to the scoring table, Van Gundy just casually says on the TNT broadcast, you know, Kuminga hasn't played for a couple weeks. He was their third leading scorer during the regular season. Kind of crazy. Like, that's what he just says. And it is kind of crazy.
You know what I love about Stan Van Gundy? You could clearly tell when someone like gives him like a little nugget and he just reads it. Like sometimes it just doesn't fit, but he'll just read it randomly. Like, oh, cool little fun factoid there, Stan. Just wanted to just slide that in there for no reason at all when it doesn't affect the play. Like, you know, Amen Thompson, you know, he struggled. He was 0-for-4 from the line. Something he needs to improve on. I was like, Amen Thompson's not shooting free throws here, Stan. But yeah. Continue.
Second quarter, Kuminga, Buddy, Pat Spencer, Dre, and Quinn Post. If anyone had that lineup in a playoff game, I mean, you've won You'd have won billions of dollars.
If you had Pat Spencer getting a technical foul yesterday, you are a millionaire. That was plus 50,000. Hey, and then
I'm going to give you a lineup that I actually thought worked for a little while. Steph, Dre, Spencer, QP, and Kuminga. I actually like that lineup. I know that sounds completely insane. Steph, Dre, Pat Spencer, Quinton Post, Kuminga. I know it's a couple of minutes. I'm not going to lose my mind. But Pat Spencer's fearless. He's athletic. He gets into the lane.
No,
he's not going to back down.
Fearless is that mustache that he has is fearless.
I'm telling you, bro. Pat can play, dude. I'm not here to say that he's some starter or I don't even know if he's a backup. As a third point guard, you know, break the glass in case of emergency. The guy can play, dude. I like him. And I think he fits in this particular matchup.
He finishes around.
He had some stones yesterday.
He finishes around the rim, which is more than I can say than anyone else on that team could have done yesterday. Can't finish still around, like, God. JK even, too. It was driving me. He had a reverse layup, and I'm not crushing Jonathan Kuminga because I think he was put in a very difficult position.
Yeah.
But he did have a play yesterday that I've never seen happen. He was driving for a reverse layup, and it went over the backboard.
It was bad.
I've never seen that in my life. Let's get to the calls here, Joe, because people want to talk.
I would just say, look, Dre hit a couple of threes late, and so it's going to kind of muddy the waters. Dre has not been good on offense, and I think it's really stifled them.
Well,
I think him and Steph, the sloppiness, set the tone for that game. I don't want to, like, yes, there's two parts of the game. There's before Butler got hurt, and then there's after. But during both sequences, I thought the two top dogs were sloppy at best.
Jimmy Butler's status for Saturday, well, I'm just going to say it right now, I'd be shocked if Jimmy Butler plays Saturday. I think at the very least, you have to protect him from himself here. If you're Steve Kerr and that coaching staff, he's probably going to try to force himself to play. And we'll hear from the head coach. We'll hear from all the players, Draymond, Steph, every single person that spoke after the game yesterday in regards to it. Because Steve Kerr talked about Jimmy saying, yeah, I'll be fine. But Steve also mentioned, he's like, you know, Jimmy always says he's fine. So, but you got to protect the player from himself. Right now, I'd be shocked to play Saturday, but we shall see whenever that MRI information does come out. But in the meantime, let's go to some of the callers.
Yeah, give it
to me. Have thoughts on last night's game. Let's start off with Schleprock, who's in Gilroy, which is known for their garlic, Joe. Good morning, Schleprock. How are you feeling about that game last night, man?
Good morning, guys. I thought 4 minutes into the first quarter that this was going to be a sloppy game. Here's the thing that I fail to understand is the Warriors are probably the smallest team in the playoffs, but yet they constantly forget that they're a small team and they do not box out. They allow other teams to get rebounds, offensive rebounds, sometimes second, third, and sometimes even four shots, you know, because they're not positioning themselves and they're basically not boxing out. The passes, the turnovers, I mean, you got to stay crisp. You got to stay just basic, black and white. And when I see Draymond in the paint trying to pass behind his back, that pass early with Curry, you can't do that in the playoffs. You're going to lose. Your demise are going to be because of those three things. Bad passes, not boxing out, and allowing the opposing team to get second, third, and sometimes even four shots at a goal. Yeah. I appreciate you guys. Let's go, Dubs. Let's do it.
So Steph Curry, right away, threw one over Pods' head into the second row.
It was bad.
And then multiple times, Jalen Green either physically got into his pocket and disrupted his handle, or the combination of Şengün and Jalen Green did a great job timing it to, like, really disrupt and close the airspace for Steph Curry. And then Draymond Green, how many predictable passes to Steph that were just really bad? The one that really sticks out to me for Draymond, there was a couple. One where he goes into the lane, leaves his feet, throws it out of bounds to Quinton Post, which I believe Quinton Post got charged for the turnover, which was erroneous. And then the other one was, he's at the top of the key. He's not, this is in the, I believe the first half. He's not looking at the hoop. He's wide open. And Buddy's coming off of some action, and he just throws it into the back of Buddy's calf.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, what are you doing? Shoot the ball. Now, to his credit, in the third quarter, he had a couple of big threes that kind of cut the lead down. And they had opportunities to cut this to single digits. I believe it was the 7-minute mark in the fourth quarter. I could be wrong. But they had an opportunity. He missed the one flagrant. He hit the other one. They had a possession. They missed the three. They could have cut it to single digits. I just thought Dre has got to be more assertive offensively in the half court and stop being so predictable with his passing.
It was tough to have a reminder of what this team looks like without Jimmy Butler, wasn't it?
That's a great point.
Like, this is the team that was struggling to stay over 500 or even battle to 500 for much of the year prior to Jimmy Butler's acquisition. That's what I was reminded of yesterday. It's going to be very difficult, and the Rockets are a legit playoff team. They were the number two seed, and they showed why yesterday. If Jalen Green, and you weren't here last week, Joe, but it was Adam Wexler who does the pre- and post-game coverage on the radio side for Houston. He joined Bonte and I, and he did say this. He's like, if Jalen Green like is a legit efficient scorer in this series, they're going to win. Like, and I didn't like scoff at that. Like, now that's going to be like, listen, like if Jalen Green can be efficient, that's good in and of itself. That's a tall task for him because he hasn't done that for stretches of this season, especially against the Warriors. But I'm not saying he's going to do 38, but if he looks like he did yesterday, confidence wise,
so
on offense and defense, yeah, that's going to be very difficult to stop if you're the Golden State Warriors, because as much as credit we were giving Stephen Curry defensively in game one, God love the guy. He was on a milk carton yesterday defensively, and Jalen Green is just that good. And
he played great yesterday.
He was 38 points. He was amazing.
On the other side, I want to break down some of the little subtle things Ime did in this game that, you know, he saw what the blueprint was, and I thought that the player and the coach and the teammates made great adjustments, and you saw it in the first quarter, even with Jimmy on the floor. Let's break it down on Jalen Green.
TK, Coach Hall, Jason, we'll get to you on the other side, and it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Rockets 109, Warriors 94. Series is tied heading back to the Bay, and that game is going to be on Saturday, but the big question is coming out, will Jimmy Butler be available for it? And what is Jimmy Butler's status after leaving in the first quarter yesterday? 2 minutes to go, gets undercut by Amen Thompson. Was it a dirty play? Was it a not dirty play? I don't think it was dirty. Shasky doesn't think it was dirty. But it was definitely reckless. And that's what you come to expect from this Rockets team at times, when it's filled with a bunch of young, big, athletic players who don't know any better, who are playing in their first ever playoffs, most of them. So all of that being said, you know, Joe, it's starting to cross my mind that potentially Jimmy could miss not only one game, but maybe this whole series. And, you know, we'll get back into the actual game, and I want to, and TK, Coach Hall, Jason, we'll get to you. But can they win this series potentially without Jimmy Butler? That's going to be a question we're going to be asking at 888-957-9570. I hope that's not the case, but you might have to start thinking about that.
Watch the game back, you know, with a fine-tooth comb, as they like to say. I think there are some silver linings and there's some adjustments that can be made. But I want to get into what Houston did to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
I need time to kind of recalibrate to see where we're at. But after game one, Jalen Green was crashing into guys left and right. He really wasn't a true point guard in any sense. He wasn't getting his own shot. He was just trying to go to the rim. He looked terrible. Let's just call it what it is. He and the team made great adjustments, and Ime Udoka. First one, right off the rip, hey, let's get a high pick and roll, get Şengün, his guy's going to come up. If they're going to go one-on-one, we're going to get the matchup we want, and you're going to go right around that big, and you're going to finish in the lane. And if two guys are coming at you and rotating over, we're going to have guys cutting from that dunker spot, that short corner, and they're going to cut to the lane. I thought Amen Thompson, Tari Eason, moved without the ball brilliantly. That was clearly a point of emphasis from Houston. Jalen Green had his eyes up and was a playmaker. So when he didn't finish at the rim, he was a willing passer to those who were cutting without the ball. Then he got advantageous matchups at the top of the key, and if it was a big, he was stepping back and he was hitting threes. And he hit a couple of threes. He saw them go in early, and it fueled his confidence. The one that I liked the most from them was when the Warriors went to a zone multiple times. They either used Şengün as the entry into the middle of that zone to kick it out to three-point shooters, or they did a cross-court pass and used Şengün as a back screener to get Jalen a wide-open three on the skip pass on the other side of the court. They did a great job in the half court opening things up for their guy, Jalen Green. It felt like their entire scheme was dependent on getting him off in terms of point scoring, and they did a great job of it. And now it's up to the Warriors to adjust to that. And I think one of the defensive adjustments that I would like to see, especially now that Jimmy's out, Get GP2 out of that main rotation. And I try JK on him. I want a bigger body. JK had a great block on him downhill when Jalen was trying to get to the rim. A great recovery block. I would like to see JK's length and lateral quickness on Jalen Green. And I would say, everybody else, man up. Let's go one-on-one on Jalen Green with JK.
Let's go to the phones, 888-957-9570. Yeah.
Stop switching my bigs at the top of the key on him. Just stop. Steven Adams is not a threat to shoot. Just my bigs, stay on Steven Adams. JK's going to have to slip underneath the screen or fight over the top of it. We are not switching bigs.
Discipline. That's what it comes back to. Discipline and knowing your assignments. And I felt like yesterday, obviously, the game was thrown out of whack once Jimmy Butler left. But in a game of that magnitude, you have got to know what you're doing and where you are at the court at all times. You know, Kevon Looney should know better at that point. Kevon Looney, I'm looking at you. I thought Looney played a lot better than the box score indicated than he did in game one. He can only really have gone from there. He had a couple of assists, had 5 points, did have a horrible missed jump shot, but I'm not going to really crush him for that. But yeah,
He played better as the game went on.
You have to know your assignments, though.
Yes.
Like, you just have to. Well, a player of that magnitude.
There's a great play at the beginning. You know, he comes in there and it's like, dude, know who you're guarding.
Yeah.
If you're guarding Steven Adams, he's not a threat from 45 feet away.
No.
So you don't need to come all the way up on that screen.
No.
Like, to let that screen happen, and JK or whoever, GP2, whoever was guarding him at the time, can sag underneath it.
Same with Şengün. Like, he was 1-2 from beyond the arc yesterday, but he really doesn't attempt that many free throws. If he wants to take that, it's a win for you. Just let him
do it.
Absolutely. TK's in Petaluma. He's
been
hanging on tight. Let's go to the phones. 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. TK, good morning. You want to talk about that Jimmy Butler play?
Yes. Good morning. First of all, that play was dirty. Dirty, dirty. And you made my case for me. Should Knight, that coach? Absolutely. Do you not think that coach would do anything and everything he could to actually win that series if he can get away with it? The answer is yes. And that play is the ultimate. You can't do that in basketball. Jimmy was at the height of his jump, extreme vulnerable, and that you guys talk about how athletic these players are, and they are. There's no way that that player could not have avoided that particular hit. I think it was intentional. I think it was dirty. And I also think with regards to the rotation, now Steve is suffering from not rotating these players in when he did not have to out of desperation. He should have been rotating them in on some level in prior games. Now it's desperation, and we're seeing what we're seeing out of their play. So anyway, thanks for taking my call. I enjoy the show.
There you go. That's TK in Petaluma. He thought it was a dirty play from Amen Thompson. What did you think, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. As Jimmy Butler leaves the game, 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, does not return, pelvic contusion, and we await the MRI results today.
We're so in their feelings on how intentional, and I get it. Believe me, I get it. Like, we have an attachment to Jimmy, you know? It would be even worse if it was Steph.
Of course.
Right? People would be losing their minds.
We've seen, like, plays that know that are actually dirty. Like, what Dylan Brooks did to GP2, we know the difference between dirty and not dirty plays. Like, what Dylan Brooks did to GP2 when he was a Memphis Grizzly, that's a dirty play.
More on the side of, like, reckless in the sense that the way he was scrambling after it, going really hard with already two fouls. But I also give him a little leeway. His feet got tangled up. He's like trying to go after it. He's fallen to the ground. Intentional is just, it's too strong for me. Dirty is too strong for me. But I understand other people's point of views might be different from mine.
Coach Hall in San Diego wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Coach Hall, good morning. What you got?
Good morning, guys. I got to disagree. I watch the Rockets a lot. I moved here from San Diego, from Houston, so still got family there. And I'm not going to call him dirty, but he does whatever, you know, Udoka tells him to do. Udoka's literally on a hot mic on TNT saying, keep up the physicality. They're not going to call it. And you can refer back to Thompson choking Giannis, throwing Tyler Hero to the ground. He even elbowed Pat Spencer coming down the court. You know, so they're going to do what they got to do because honestly, I disagree with you, Joe. They didn't do nothing too special. You know, Jalen Green just caught fire. You hold Jalen Green to 20, we win that game by 5-6 points. And Steph has, he had 6 turnovers yesterday, 4 turnovers the first game. Draymond had 2. We had 5 last night. I think Curry needs to quit being prideful. Our best lineup, I believe Jimmy's going to play. If Ja can come back from that terrible ankle, I think Jimmy's going to play. Our best lineup is Steph, Jimmy, JK, Moody, Q, or TJD to match athleticism.
I like Q.
Put Q in there or TJD. They got 6 fouls. If they're going to bring it to us, we got to bring it to them even harder. Coach, and the great words of Kendrick Lamar, if you're taking it there, I'm taking it further.
Coach, we can disagree on the play, but that's fine. It's your point of view. No, but I want to hear from him on this
one.
Well, he's gone. Well, he said they didn't do anything special, but I'm thinking like, oh, well, these guys had 5-6 turnovers. I mean, Jalen Green was in Steph's pocket.
Jalen Green was special. Like that, he showed that's a guy. Like, I agree.
I think we're being a little flippant on them. Like, he was terrible in game one. I thought he was brilliant in this game.
Yes.
And I thought defensively, there were 3 different possessions where he stripped somebody, dove onto the floor. He wanted it more. Now the little elbow to Draymond's face, yeah, that was worthy of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was worthy of it. This is how this team plays. Yep. You know, I mean, it's Warriors.
Were you surprised?
No, I gotta say this.
Were they surprised by what happened last night? I wasn't.
I gotta say this. Like, Warrior fans, I love you, and I'm one of you. Believe me, we can't be out here giving Dre every excuse in the world for a decade, and then there's a guy that has like a, you know, questionable up in the air play, and we lose our minds a little. Like, we've been on the receiving end of this. Can we have a little bit of perspective? Are we allowed to? I'm just asking. Are we allowed to?
888-957-9570 is the number. We got a U.